You're holding Daf Chof Vov Amud Aleph on top of the two dots. And the Gemara says again, Mishnah says, Reb Lezer Weimer Leinichnosim for Leinoisnin. Again, Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah that a person was Makdish Estei Achuza, and by Yovel he still did not redeem it. So Tanakama says before that it goes to the Kahanim. Reb Lezer holds no, it does not go to the Kahanim, and Leinichnosim Leinoisnin would rather wait till the next Yovel, and the Balan could still redeem it then. So Gemara says, Omar Rabba, my time with Reb Lezer, what's the reason of Reb Lezer? So as Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, if you did not redeem the field, then the end of the Pasuk says, you cannot redeem it anymore. If you sell the field, for the sod goes out, the yovel. So Rashi says like this, all the Pasuk says is that if the gizbar sold it, then when the field goes up the yovel, it goes to the Kahanim. So Shma Mingo Dim Le Mocha Gizbar, let's say again where Reuven was Makdish Estei Achuza and nobody redeemed it. Gizbar did not sell to anybody, still by Hegdish. Dim Le Mocha Gizbar Sasodem, then Le Mocha Le Kahanim, then it does not go out to the Kahanim. The Pasuk only says, V'yimocha Resasoda, then V'yasoda B'tzeis B'yovel, only if they sold the field, then it goes out for Yovel. If the Hegdish did not sell it, then it does not go to the Kahanim B'yovel, but rather it still stays the Hegdish, and after Yovel, you could redeem it again. So Rabbi Yabai says back, no. Sakina Harif, like a sharp knife, Mifsiko Kroy, you're dividing up the Tzukim. Rashi says, oh, like Sifar, it doesn't circulate like this. Halachic, so this is what the Pasuk says. No, you go away, you can't redeem it anymore. Then it says, well, you saw the B'tzeis L'Kahanim, the Mashma, the Mishimagia Yovel. Once it becomes Yovel and you did not redeem it yet, like to go away, Mashma, then you cannot redeem it anymore. But rather, the type of L'Kahanim, it goes out to the Kahanim, Afidu Le Mocha Gizbi, even the Gizbi did not tell it. So let the Kash and Reb Lezer. Toshi the Psukim HaMashma, like the Tanakam is the Mishnah. That if a person was Makdish Estei Achuza, and he did not redeem it by Yovel, that it goes out to the Kahanim, and he can't get it anymore. Fakud Reb Lezer said this, the Pshan of Psukim over here. Zemur says rather, Elo Om Rabbi, Yabai says like this, time of the Reb Lezer, you know what the reason of Reb Lezer is? The Kratayim like learned like this. Pasuk says, Lo Yigoyel, you cannot redeem it. Now Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yitahei Negeles, it cannot be redeemed, Shetei Lefonik Yistei Mikna, that it should be in front of you like Yistei Mikna. Meaning to say, even if the first Balaam redeems it back, maybe you would not even have a locha, like Estei Mikna, a field that you bought off somebody else. Not that you had a Yerusharon. Talmudim, the Pasuk says the word oid, lo yigoyel oid, meaning to say, the k'may shahoysa ain't in the gelis. You just can't redeem it the same way you could have done it before Yovel. You don't have the same locha. Avo negelis, but you could be goyel, you could redeem it after Yovel, shetehel afonet Estei Mikna. That'll be like yours as if you bought this field off somebody. Meaning to say, when you buy your field off somebody, by Yovel you have to give it back. Only if it's a stay achuz, it's something you yashin, do you keep. But a stay mikna, you have to give it back by Yovel. Rashi says like this, Yochol loyte negelis labailim, afil liyos lefonav kistay mikna, kishar ish achar hagoyla, miyad hegdish. If somebody else, not the original magdish, redeems it off hegdish, then the locker is, when you buy it off Hegdish, so by Yovel you have to turn it back to the Kahanim. So I would have thought to say you can't even redeem it to be like somebody else. So Kamashma, no, you just can't redeem it like the original Bailim, but you could redeem it to be like a stay Mikna. So Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about over here? Lem, if you want to tell me, be Yovel Rishon during the first Rishon, during the first Yovel. So the question is, am I in a Negelis? Why not? Stay Achuza Nami Hevi, it's even a Stay Achuza. Let's say Reuven was Makdish, his field, that he yashed from his father. It's his own field. So the locker is, up until Yovel, you have a right to redeem it back. And if you redeem it back from Hevi, it stays by you, Li'olam. So after you tell me the prophet says, Lo you go, you can't, why not? That's the Ikar Locha. If you Makdish a field from your Stay Achuza, you have a right to redeem it up until Yovel for sure. Elipshita, isn't it for sure when the Pasuk says Lo Yigoyel, it means B'yovel Sheini, meaning to say that you did not redeem it the whole first Yovel, and now during the second Yovel, you have a right to redeem it, but just if you redeem it, then it does not become Mamish like yours, Teyachuza, to say that you could keep it forever, but you only have a right to keep it until the second Yovel. By the second Yovel, you have to give it back to Hegdish. The question is, Ulaman, who are we talking about over here now? Len, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana comments about Mishnah, Lekahanim Nafka, they say no. They say once it goes by the first Yovel, and the original owner did, was not Grail the field goes to the Kahanim, it stays by them. So what do you mean to say, Le Grail? Oh, like Pshita, it's the Kahanim's. El Allah isn't Pshan, the Posek, we're going now this price to mean Rabbi Lezah, going according to Rabbi Lezah. We have a clear proof to Rabbi Lezah that time with Rabbi Lezah Miyoka, this is the Posek. That this Posek here is Mashmam, that even after the first Yovel, it does not go to the Kahanim. But rather, it still stays by Hegdish, and there's only this new halacha that the original owner comes to redeem it after the first Yovel, he has a right to redeem it and hold on to it, but only until the Yovel Shani. By the Yovel Shani, he'll leave his Rishus and go back like a Stay Mikna back to Hegdish. Zemora says, V'tizbro, this is the truth. V'tizbro, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Ha Yoid, my Dar Shibay. Let's see, what does Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk? Where you go, Eloid? They hold that after Yovel goes to the Kahanim. So what does the pasuk say? Where you go, Eloid? Samura says, rather, Ela, Hocha Vamai Askin, what this Bryce is talking about? Besode, Sheyotza Le Kahanim. Esode, they went out to the Kahanim. Meaning to say, Rashi said, Shehigdish Odom Soda Achuza. Somebody was Makdish a field, a Ste'achuza, and Reuben was Makdish his own field, and somebody else, Shimon, came and redeemed it. So Lachar is then, when it comes Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. And now, Vigdisha B'Yovel Sheinu. So Mercy like this, Lachar Maskina B'Sodeh Sheyotzu L'Kahanim, that Shimon, when he redeemed it, at the end of Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. And now, Vigdisha Kayin, a Kayin was Makdish it. V'Yosu Baila L'Mifra Kayin, and the original owner comes now to go ahead and begoil it. He wants to begoil the Miyad Hegdish. That Thalkot, I would have thought to say, Uloi Tifrik, he cannot be Poydrit. Shetei Lefonov Kistei Asuda, Kistei Mikna, it will not even be like Kistei Mikna. Rashi says, Hoyuv Loi Goal of Hegdish Rishon, since he was not redeemed it during the first Yovel. Maybe he cannot redeem it at all during the second Yovel. On this note, Tamil Lema Oid, it says the word oid, meaning to say, l'kemoi shehoi sein in the Gelis. He cannot redeem it now during the second Yovel the way he could have done it then. Then was the pshat is, he was makdish to feel this le'achuza. If he would have redeemed it then, he would have had the right to hold on to it le'olam v'ed. But he did not redeem it then, but rather somebody else came and redeemed it. So lachar is somebody else redeems it, they have to give it back to the Kohen by Yovel. And now if the Kohen was makdish it, and now the original owner comes and is paider it, so he has luck like an acha now that he can hold on to it until Yovel, but then he'll have to give it back. But it comes like a stay mikna. So the kitza, this brice is not a raya to Reb Lezer. This brice could go according to Reb Lezer, to Reb Yudin, Reb Shimon also. We're talking about now not the original owner, but somebody else came in with Poydirit. So then for sure it goes to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim was Makdashit. So the Chiddush is, when the original Bailam comes to the Poydirit right now, it's only called like a Stay Mikna that has to go back to the Kohanim by Yovel Shaini, and he cannot hope keep it. More of a Tanya, bring your proof like this. A Tanya Rashi says, B'lichusa. It says, B'shinas ha-Yovel, Yoshev ha-Sod le-Shekhanei mi-Itoi. Yes, the verse of a Tanya, bring your proof. It says, Bishnas ha-Yovel, Yoshev ha-Sodo asher kornei mi-Itoi. Shnas ha-Yovel that goes back to the field, the one you bought it from. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yachsel ha-Gizbar goes back to the Gizbar shalokhu memenu that you bought it from. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no, la-asher loy achuza sarips. Goes back to the one that has the achuza, the original ownership. So more says, so, Yoyma, let it say, la-asher loy achuza sarips. The one you bought it from. So it means like this, that a field that came out to the Kahanim, meaning to say like we started off with, that first Reuven was Makdish Estei Achuza, and then he did not redeem it, but somebody else redeemed it. So Lachar is, that like a Estei Miknam, and it goes back to the Kahanim by Yovel. So it's a Soda, Sheyotzus Lekahanim, Omachru Kayin, and the Kayin sold it, Vegdisha Lakeach, and Lakeach now was Makdashit. Vagola Acher, and someone comes in and redeems it. Yochlai would have thought to say Tachla by Lim Rishon, goes back to the first owner. Talmud Loyma Lashakuneyu. It goes back only Lashakuneyu, the one that bought it, not the original owner. So Rashi explains like this. We're talking about now the Shnasa Yovel Yoshev Asodim means the Maktish Sadei Mikne Ksiv. Where your Maktish is Sadei Mikne. V'gona Lezeh. Tamulem, the Pesach says, La'asher lo'yachuz Zoros, da'ayinu b'aylem rishonim. Shemachru l'yaysa shekdisha, the original owner that sold it to the one that was Maktishit. Now Yoch, Rashi says, Tachsel b'aylem rishonim, l'yaysa shekdisha hegdish rishon. Shem lo'yachuz Zoros. He was the one that originally owned it. He had the chuz, it was his Yerusha. And he was Maktishit. Tamulem, the Pesach says, No, la'asher k'neyim itoy. The one you bought it from, for Ela Niknis Mitu, you didn't buy it from him. Ela Adai Hegdish, Yotzis, Miyodai. Ela rather, Lakoyin goes back to the Koyin. Shememeno Kuni, you bought it from the Koyin. Is Lakayach Zeh Shegdishai, Tainu Namid Liel, the sentence like Liel. The Miyaka Shegdisha Rishain, the first one was Maktashit. Soisolo Yahuza. And now Vagol Acha, somebody else redeemed it, and it went out to the Kahanim. So Sue doesn't go back to the first one anymore. So again, the pasuk starts off again. But Tanya the Brisa says, the sod b'shnas ha-yovel, comes yovel, yoshev ha-sod l'asher k'neyim. It means by a stay mikness, somebody bought a field of somebody else, Reuben bought a field of Shimon, and then Reuben was makdashit. So it comes yovel now, the field goes back to the original owner, it goes back to Shimon. Like every stay mikness, whenever you buy a field of somebody else, you only buy it until yovel, then you have to give it back. That's what's possible. B'shnas ha-yovel, Yoshev asad l'sher k'nei amitoy. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Yachtel a gizbar shalok v'menu. In the case, let's say, Reuven bought it off Shimon. And now, Reuven was makdashit. And somebody else bought it off Hegdish. So maybe now when it comes here, we have to give it back to the gizbar. Tamla, the Pesach says, no, la'ashem le'yachuz asoretz. You have to give it back to the original Shimon that owned it, had the Yachuza. Again, Shimon sold his field, his Yerusha, to Reuven. So that loch of that sale is, it goes back to Shimon by Yovel. So even though Reuven now goes and makdashit, and somebody else buys it off Hegdish, by Yovel you have to give it back to Shimon. So Mora says, Yom let the posik say, La'asher lo yachuzah soretz. Just as the one that has lachuzah goes back to the original Shimon that had the Yerusha on it. Mat tamlo, what's the posik have to say, La'asher k'nei mitoy, from the one you bought it from? So Mora says, it means like this. In the case where soda sheyotzes lekahanim, the case where a field that goes out to the kahanim, it means to say the first case where first Reuven the Achuda was makdish his field, and he was not paid to it, but somebody else was paid to it. So loch riz by yivla goes back to the kahanim. Or mocher kohen the kohen sold it to somebody else vegdish lekech, and that person that bought it was makdish it. For gol or acher and somebody else redeemed it. That yochel I would have thought to say still tas lebalim or ishayim. On this note, Talmud Loim Alasher Koneyu, from the one you bought it from, that the one you bought it from, you did not buy it from the first Bailim. You bought it off Hegdish. Therefore, it goes back to the Kahanim. So, Kitz has another proof like this, that once you missed out, you were not pointed it back yourself, you do not get it back anymore by Yovel. Now, the Gemara says, we need these two psukim, Yitzrach, Lo Yigur, we dash in this Russia, the Yitzrach, the Mitzvah, Alasher Koneyu, this Russia also. Because of Rachamon, the Lo Yigur, the first Russia, to like Hadra Klal, it doesn't come back at all. So Rashi says it means to say, let's say Hecha the Hikdishai Koin, let's say the Koin was Makdashit. Again, where first Reuben was Makdashit Stechuza, and then Shimon came and redeemed it back, so Lacharis by Yevel goes to the Kahanim. Now if the Koin was Makdashit, Lacharis Lahodra Lashit doesn't come back to anybody, Luyelom. Shrei Stechuza, Hevel the Gabba Koin, it's considered like a Stechuza get to the Koin. It's the book says, La Koin Tiachuzosoin. Therefore, when the kohen is makdish this field, din stay achuzah is lay. So we should learn awacha miyad hegdish tait to be yovel, but the cholach lo kahanim goes back to all the kahanim, because it has no, doesn't go back to anybody. Since the kohen was the came the stay achuzah of the kohen, so this makdish it stays by hegdish. So therefore, the original bialim does not get it back. I will hawk over here. The kahodra does go back. That. Abu Rashi says, Mocha Koyen, the Koyen sold it. Vegdish Lakech, Lakech was Makdashit. Tash to stay Miknu is called the stay Miknu. Vigipart Le Inish Miyad Hegdish, Omot the Yovel does Loinovkulik, it doesn't go to the Kahanim. Helahodra, it goes back to the original owner. Is Aimut Hedlamark, it goes back to the original owner. Does Makdashit first? Because it was his Dachud Disaritz. So this Kamashlo no, Lasher Kuneh Mita, Dan Lokayin, Shalokho Magda Shachim Mela goes back to the Kayin, not to the original owner. As Abel Hocho, the Kohodra, at the head of the Morikama. His Kosmachmon starts to say, Lasher Kuneh. Now, the Kosmachmon Lasher Kuneh, the Loy Koyoyev Bailam Demay, the original Bailam didn't redeem it at all. Abel Hocho, the Koyoyev Demay, take of Yadamiv stays by them, Kosmachmon Loy Girl, no, he doesn't get it back. Because Rachmona lay gorev like Siv Oid, have a minna lay tifra klai, came apart it all together. It's because Rachmona Oid, the Kamoy Shoy said in the Gelis, means, again, when you were Makdish the field, and then somebody else bought it back. So even though by Yavla goes to Egdish, I would have thought to say maybe the original owner cannot be Poydir at all anymore, not even during the second Yavla. Like once he lost his chus to be Poydir at that city, he can't be Poydir back anymore. But this Talmud Layman know that we say lay gorev Oid, means the Kamei Shaisa, the way it was before, he can't be in a Negelis. Avon Negelis, Shatei Lefonika, Stei Mikna. That much, yes, you could redeem it back to be a Stei Mikna. So I call upon him after these both Psukim, and it has nothing to do with Reb Lezer. We're not talking about these Psukim in the case where somebody was Makdish Shatei Achuzo, and he just did not redeem it back by Yevul to say that after Yevul, he can't redeem it back. We're not talking about that. These are all cases where somebody else came and took it away. And that's the chedushim over after these two psukim, that after everything was said, lemaisa, once you're matik yistei achuza, and at any time that you cannot redeem it back to make it yours, like lemosha, let's say somebody else redeemed it back instead of you, then alachriz, that field goes back to yovel, by yovel goes back to the kahanim, or else that's in the case with the kahanim's field, and he was matik shit. So even though this alacha does not go back to the original bailim, but our kopon, whoever wants to, has alacha now to redeem it, and they'll be able to hold on to it to at least Yovel. And by Yovel and Echnami, then either goes back to Stei Miknam, and Stei Achuz goes back to Mijalonar, or it goes back to the Kahanim. But there's never a case that you can't redeem it. At all times you could redeem it. Just you don't get it back, the same Malach you had it be, you would have had it before, you don't become the original, Stei Achuz, the original owner. So I call upon him, there's no proof to Reb Lezer. So Mor says, now my heavy law, like Rashi says, what's John Reb Lezer? How's your blessed note to say that if you're not played to your own field, it does not go out to the Kahana by Yevil? So Mor says, O my Rabba Makro, Rabba says, the Pesach says, For Hoya Hasodeh B'tseisa B'Yevil, when the Sodeh goes out of your field, on Yevil. See, Dash is like this. B'Yevil, Hasodeh B'tseisa B'Yevil, B'tseisa Miyad Acha. Rashi says, B'tseisa, Mash Moshetetse Miyad HaGoyol, Oiso, Kedin Sedei Odom Hakoyin Akarko Shiyotze B'Yovel Vu Komet Tehevel the Kahanim. Then it belongs to the Kahanim. Any time it's not your Stei Achuza, then the Loch Riz, when it comes Yovel, it goes to the Kahanim. Avu Vitziyosom Yad Hegdish Loi Mashmo Diakati Loi Shemin and Kro Hegdish Yoyotze B'Yovel. Meaning that the Pesach says here V'ho Yasod De Vitzayse B'Yovel means which Karko by Yovel goes to the Kahanim? Only a field that goes out from the owner by Yovel, meaning to say only a field that you bought of somebody else, then the Lochar is anyway you can't keep it more than Yovel. So then the Lochar is it goes back to the Kahanim. But Mashma field that's a Stei Achuzo that belongs to the original owner, then if you makdish it, you don't redeem it, there's no Lochar goes to the Kahanim. So that's Rav Lezer's Raya. When do the field goes to the Kahanim? Only a field that's not a Stei Achuzo. But if you makdish your own Stei Achuzo and nobody was goyleth yet, it does not go out to the Kahanim. So now the Gemara says, I have a question like this though. Bailim b'yoyvul sheni ki achadomi oiloi. According to Reb Lezer, if you do not redeem it back by the end of the first yoyvul, so Lachamir still stays by Hegdish, and Mela, at the beginning like this, start over again, you can come and redeem it. So the question is, when the Bailim comes to redeem it now by the second yoyvul, what din does he have? He boiled you. Bailim b'yoyvul shein is kachadami, is like somebody else, meaning to say, at the end of the year, will go out of the shul, so go back to the Kahanim. Or loy, no, maybe he's considered like the original Stei Achuza, and he'll be able to keep it. So Toshima coming here, Pesach says, loy yigoyel, cannot redeem it. Yochai wrote out the Sela, te nigel lost, he can't redeem it, shtelephonic, stay mitzvah, not gonna stay mitzvah. Tamalayim oid, it says the word oid, meaning it's like kumoy shayse in the girls, you can't redeem it, to make you be the bottom completely. But you could redeem it, so it should be like you by Stei Mikna. So the question is, Amos, what are we talking about over here? Amos. So again, the question is, Bryce, Amos, what is the Bryce talking about? Then, if you want to tell me, B'yayva Rishon during the first Yovel, when you makdish your field, if you want to redeem it back, so the question is, am I in the Negelis? Why not? Achuza Nami Hevi, it's your stay Achuza, Vad, you could redeem it back and keep it. How could the Bolte say, like, Lo Yigur Eloy, does it happen to say, can't redeem it altogether? Kamash will know, you just can't redeem it to make it become yours completely, but you could redeem it to make it like a field like you bought it. Sell the pshit of short apostle is talking about the Yevil Shev, some of the Yevil Shev, the Yevil Sheni. Well, the man, who are we going like over here? Ilu Rebbe Yudu Rebbe Shimin, the Gosu Kodi Rebbe Shimin holds if you're not prayed to it after the first, by the first Yevil. So then the Kahanim life, it goes out to the Kahanim, it doesn't belong to you anyway. So what's the Shiloh of you being Goylet right now? Belongs to the Kahanim, it's their field. Havadi can't be Goylet. El Alav isn't the price of going to Rebbe Lezer, going to Rebbe Lezer. That what that if you weren't prayed to it back by the end of the first Yovel, it still remains Behegdish. And if you want to come now to be prayed to it during the second Yovel, you could. El Shema Mina, Bailam be Yovel Shein Akach Adami. That the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that when the Bailam comes to redeem it after the first Yovel, he can only redeem it to be like a Stei Mikna. Meaning to say that at the end of Yovel, the second Yovel, he'll have to give it back to the Kahanim. That's right, according to Rebbe Lezer, when you're prayed to it, you're called Kachadom and not like the rich in the Bailim. So that's what Tizba, is that a good reasoning? Like we had before. Rebbe Yudu, Rebbe Shimon, Hayoid, my Dashi, Bey, what do they do with the Pasuk of Lo Yigoloid? They hold note that after Yovel goes out to the Kahanim. So what do they do with this Pasuk of Lo Yigoloid? And the Rabbi Hochem, asking, we're talking about Rabbi Hochem, asking, Besoda, Sheyotza, the Kahanim, Yasoda went out to the Kahanim. The Hegdisha Kohen, the Kohen was Makdish, like we had before. But somebody was Makdish's field, and somebody else was Poydirit. That goes to the Kohanim. The Yosel Balon Mifka, the Balon come to be Poydirit right now. Again, so Sakut Atachemir, I would have thought to say, Le Tifrik, that he cannot be Poydirit, Chitahei Kisada Mikna, that he cannot even be Poydirit like Shviyas the Mikna, or since he was not Poydirit the first Yovel, he cannot be Poydirit anymore. This Talmud Leimanol, like we had before, the Pasuk says, Oid. Lo Yigoyel Oid means Le Kamoi Shoyse and the girls. He can't be Goylet the way he was before. Meaning to say that now you're part of it, you don't become the complete Bailim. It's not considered like Yoste Achuzer anymore. Since it went out to the Kanim, since somebody else was Goylet in between. Abu Negele Shetel Afon of Kastei Mikna. But if you want to be part of it right now, you could be part of it. And you'll be able to keep it until Yoyd will be like a regular Stei Mikna field that you bought. I have Tanya bring a proof of this. It says, Yoshev HaSodeh, L'asher Kenayim Ito, you're supposed to return the field for the one you bought it by. By Yovel, like a stay mikness, father the son that you bought. And then it becomes Yovel, you have to return it back. Yoch, I was about to say, Yachsel Gizbo Shalokho Emenu, if you bought it off the Gizbo, you have to return it to them. Talmudem, the Pasuk says, L'asher Lo Yachuzah Soritz, to the one that had the Achuzah, the original Achuzah on it. Yeah. So that time there was a pasuk saying so l'asher koneyu. That means soda sheyotzo l'kahanim. A soda that went out to the kahanim, meaning to say somebody was makdish his teyachuza, and then somebody else was goylet. So lachur is by yevul goes back to the kahanim. Or mochur a kain, now a kain sold it to somebody. Ve'egdisha, and that person was makdish it. Ve'egdish l'keach. Ve'golach, and somebody else was goylet, not for makdish. Is Yoch, I would have thought to say, Tach, Labanam, or Rishon, goes back to the original owner. Talmud, Le Manola, Asher Koneyu. He goes back to this coin that you bought it from. And like we had before, V'Yitzchok L'Mikhtov, we need both Sukkim, V'Yitzchok L'Mikhtov, Lo Yigoyel, Oi, V'Yitzchok L'Mikhtov, L'Asher Koneyu. Tikos, V'Achamon, Lo Yigoyel, the Lo Yikohodra Klal, it doesn't go back to the Bible at all, it stays by Hegdish. It is therefore, Kos, V'Achamon, L'Asher Koneyu. Because Rachmanu Asher Koneyu, the Lekiyoyiv Bailam Dume, the Bailam is not coming to be part of it over here. Avloch of an hour case, the Yoyiv Bailam Dume, with the Bailam did come to be part, you came to give money to it. After it went out already to somebody else, to take him be a Dayu, maybe to stay in his Rishus. Because Rachmanu no Lo Yigoyel Oid. Lo Yigoyel means he can't redeem it anymore to be like a Steachuza. Because Rachmanu Stam Lo Yigoyel Lo Yikosavo, just said Lo Yigoyel instead of the word Oid. Having that word thought to say, let Tifre Klal, you can't be prayed to at all. Since you lost your chance once, you can't give another chance anymore. It's Kos Rachmon again, Oid. Look, my Shoy said in the Gals, you can't redeem it, that should become yours, to be yours, the Achuza. Abu Negelish, the Elephone, if you stay in Mikna, but you could be prayed to it, that's like a stay in Mikna, you could hold on to it, that Kopanam until Yevil. So So I call upon him, you have no proof. What will be the law according to Rabbi Elazar Shita? That again, according to Rabbi Elazar, when you mark this your field, you stay achuza. If you are not predated by Yovel, it does not come out to the Kohanim. It stays by Hegdish. So Shaila is now, after the first Yovel, if you want to go and be predated now, what din do you have? Are your mamas still like the original Bailim, like a stay Miknit, like a stay achuza? Or maybe no, you're like an Acha now, it'll only be to you until Yovel stay Miknit. So when it says Toshima, it says like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, Go'alo Bailim B'Yovel Shein. If the Bailim would even by the second Yovel, Yoitzel Kainan B'Yovel, it goes out to the Kainan B'Yovel. It says clearly that after the first Yovel, even though it stays Behegish, when the Bailim comes now to be Poydurit, it's not considered anymore Kestei Achuza, that he should keep with Lierlam, but rather it's only considered like a stay Mikna. And therefore he only holds on to it until Yovel, then it goes out to the Kainan. Oh, Malay Ravino Rashi, Ravino is about Ravashi. Ho'anan, us, Leitanan Hoch. We did not learn like this. We learned that Reb Lezer Weimer, Ein HaKanam Nechnos Le'Toychi Achiglenu Achar. The Kanam did not go into it, get it at all, until somebody else was Goylet. And you're telling us now, even if he himself was Goylet, after the first Yoyz, will also go to the Kanam. Oh, Malay, if he answered back to him like this, is no Kasha. I tell you, Bailin, the Yoyvul Sheini, again, when the first Bailin that was marked the shit was not played with the whole first Yoyvul. After the first year, well, that's when he goes to be Poydurit. So Lochari is his Kachadami, he's considered like an Achadami. And that's Takad Alocha, that when he's Poydurit right now, he keeps it until Yovel and not more. Then he goes to the Kahanim. And Ikadiyami, some say, Reb Lezer, and Lezer says, Go Allah be Yovel Shani, if you're Gurlit be Yovel Shani, is ain't a Yotzla Kahanim be Yovel. It doesn't go out to the Kahanim anymore by Yovel. Omle Ravin Ravashi, I. It does not go back to the kind of Yovel. Until somebody else is being paid to it. But Mashma, if the first Bailam was paid to it, he keeps it. So according to this pshat, not like we said before, according to Reb Lezer, that when the Bailam is good, will be Yovel Sheini, they keep it. Imam stands like a stay achuza, does not go back to the Kanim. On this, and that chuzer raya, it only goes to Kanim if somebody else was paid to it, not after Bailam. Or Malay said back to Noah, could be there's no proof to this pshat. Even Mastis, for now, Mishnah, I would have to say, Bailam be Yovel Sheini ki achadami, that maybe the Bailam is considered like an achadami. So the Bailam is paid to it after the second Yovel, or after the first Yovel, it does go back to the Kanim. Kamash will not know. That could be the Chiddush Raviyah. So we get to the two pshat and two ikad yamris. What is the pshat Reb Lezer? Again, according to Reb Lezer, he holds when the first Bailam was marked, he should stay achuza. If he was not poydurit by Yovel, it did not go to the Kohanim. So he could still be poydurit after Yovel. That's the shal though, is he considered like an achadomi, like a stay nikna, where he has to give it back to the Kohanim by Yovel, the second Yovel. Or maybe no, since he's still the original first Bailam, when he's poydurit now, even after the first Yovel, he can keep it Lierlum. So it's two Ikadiyamis. Now the Mishnah says, Halakeyach Sodim Meyoviv, if a son buys the field off his father. So right now it's called the Stay Mitna by the son. Umeis Oviv, then the father dies, so now he gets up to Rosh Yerusha. Viachkach Edisha, then he's Makdish the field. So the question is, how is this field now? Is it called the Stay Mitna or Stay Achuza? So the Mishnah says, Areyik Stay Achuza. Yes, it's considered like a Stay Achuza. And therefore, if he's poydurit, he keeps it liyelam. What's going to be Hegdishu is Makdashit first. V'yachakach meisaviv. So when he was Makdashit, he only had it because he bore it off his father. And then his father died. As a rei, kasadim mikna, yachlam, it's only still like a stay mikna. Because when he would go bust the shas Hegdish, when he was Makdashit, he only had it because he bore it off his father. Therefore, if he's poydurit, he only keeps it until Yovel and not more. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Harei Kestechuzah, no, still like Kestechuzah, that if he's perjured, he keeps it Lielam. Shnei the Pasuk says, Im Misodim Miknosai, when do you have the special locha that you lose it? Or by Yovel, only if it's a field that you bought. And it says clearly the Pasuk, Asher Loi Mestechuzosai, that's not from your Stechuzah. That means, Sodim Shainaruya Li Yestechuzah, has to be a field that never belonged to your father, that's not fit for it to be a Stechuzah by you. But Yotze Tzuzula goes out this field, even though you bought it off your father, and you were makdish it b'shas, you only bought it, still, This is a field that was fit at that time to become a Steyachuzza. Like it is your father's field. And everybody knows when your father dies, you'll yashin it. So therefore, it has lacha, a Steyachuzza, and you could redeem it and keep it there. Now the Mishnah says, stay mikness, not that you bought of somebody else, and then you mark the shit. Say in the Yetzel Kanan B'Yevil, does not go to the Kanan B'Yevil, but rather goes back to the original person you bought it off. But that's the klal, Sheinod Maknish Dover Sheinish Aloy. Like if it's a field that you bought, if you buy a field of somebody, you only have a mechira until Yevil. But Yevil, you have to give it back to that Bailam. So now when you go to be Maknishit, you can only be Maknishit as much as you own. You only own it until Yevil, you can't be Maknishit more than Yevil. The other Mishnah ends off, HaKahanim V'Halaviyim, Makoyim O'Levi, is the Makdishin Li'erlam. They can be Makdish their field anytime they want. It's even on Yevil, they can be Makdish it anytime they want. For a Goyalim Li'erlam, they could also be paid to the field anytime they want. Ben Lifnei Yevil, Ben Li'acha Yevil. Whether it's before Yevil or after Yevil, they could do it. I tell you, Rashi says, the Goyalim Li'erlam in Dim Higdish Koyin, Kaki Rishosai, is Goyal Afil Li'achara Yevil, even after Yevil, they could still be paid with their sieve. Gulas Oilam Tidul Levim. I've saw that it was Steyachuzza by them. Anytime they want, they could go ahead and be part of it. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan like this. Minayin, how do we know to say, the Lekeach Sodim Miyavit, if you buy your field off your father, Vigdisha, and then you maktish it, before your father dies, Viachakach Meisavim, and then your father dies, so the Chur Minayin, how do we know to say, Shetel Lefonim Kosteyachuzza, that it should be considered like a Steyachuzza, even though, alright, turn over, continue on the other side.